Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat the like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's that moment when your mind is blown because you realize that the Joker and Penguin are really in the asylum together. Also, let's not forget that Doc Brown was in there with them too. But what will really blow your mind is when you realize that the old Batman already ended the new Joker. This has to be one of the funniest movie scenes in film history. I remember laughing my ass off in the theater and no one knew why I was laughing. Years later, I heard that Bale and the film's director thought that the whole film was hilarious. Up next, talk about revealing my age. I was like The Rock with CDs in my sun visor for easy access, of course. Most kids under the age of 10 don't even know what a CD or DVD is anymore. I still keep all my old CDs from the 90s to early 2000s, just in case we enter a digital dark age and I can't listen to that music anymore. Also, it's even worse than you think. If you think that this meme isn't that old, then just remember that The Rock still has hair here. Number 3, what's wrong with people like this claiming that Gaza is our home? Lady, are you a bird? If not, you're gonna have to learn how to fly before getting there. All I see here is a woman screaming for attention from the rooftops, and if she visits Gaza, she'll be screaming all the way down from the rooftops, and she won't be taking the stairs, if you know what I mean. My first thought when I saw her without reading the sign is that the Harry Potter franchise is really jumping the shark these days. Moving on, here's your daily warning to stop simping. This female police officer was promoted from the front desk to patrol supervisor. Her supervisor said that he saw something in her that he didn't see in others. He's either smashing her or he's a super simp. Maybe bro has a point though that people are more likely to cooperate with a thick Latina. Unfortunately for us, I think this is just AI engagement bait and it's clearly working. Number 5, in the Netherlands, 78% of starter homes are going to refugees. Well, many of the people who've lived there their entire lives can't even afford to buy a house to live in. This is nuts because the people in the Netherlands are paying for their own replacements to have a better standard of living than they do. What do you expect when the West is feminized and has suicidal empathy? I don't think this is a conspiracy. I just see it as a gynocracy. Up next, this guy worked for Pfizer for 17 years, and he says they didn't discover drugs, but discovered new markets instead. If something could cure asthma in 3 days, they would kill it. I agree that chronic disease is where the business is and not cures. I've been using a topical steroid cream for the last 5 months, and part of my skin has returned to the way it was 10 years ago and is still improving. I got it over the counter in Europe. My dermatologist said I was playing with fire by using it. Meanwhile, it works and I'm using it responsibly. Number 7, jewelry stores in Canada have been robbed so many times over the last 5 years that this one decided to close up and you had to ring the doorbell to be helped by somebody there. It looks like they're tired of all the enrichment and crime. Most of the jewelry stores around here have armed guards in them. This is what happens when you import the third world and you lose your high-trust soy society. Soon there'll be a sign that says, only 2 kids at a time. Moving on, a woman in Calgary was lured to a residence where she fought off an attacker named Shabazz Ahmed as he tried to grape juice her. And I wouldn't be surprised if the woman gets charged with assault for protecting herself from Ahmed. That'll show her for not spreading her pate and letting him sample it like clown chowder at a buffet. Then again, this happened in Alberta, and they haven't lost their woke minds yet. Little to no wokeness is found there. Number 9, and speaking of woke, the woke mind virus is destroying Indian women too. This one ends her 5-month-old baby and sends a photo to her lesbian partner as proof. She should have made things easier and just gone divorced or something instead of ending that kid. Then again, this is in India, which has the highest rate of infanticide in the entire world. Who could have predicted this? Optics, a new study, says that the bigger your house is, the more miserable you are. I think this is a lie told to all the Gen Z people out there to make them feel better, because they're living in tiny dog crate condos and shoebox apartments. Maybe the boomers can hand over their big houses to Gen Z so they're no longer having to suffer. Maybe the study needs to study if that big house has a ball pit or a trampoline room. I bet people with those are pretty happy. Number 11, check out this eco-insanity. In Germany, the authorities asked Lexus to turn off the parking heating in their cars just as people needed them when it got cold. It's air conditioning, if I'm not mistaken, that burns oil when you turn it on in your internal combustion engine, while your heater just uses the engine heat to heat up the air before pumping it into the cabin. But what's next? Will they turn people's heated seats off? This is why older cars are better. More control. Moving on, 65% of men say that the one time they opened up emotionally, they were met with shame, judgment, or silence. Remember that men aren't allowed to show emotion. It disgusts women, other men, and even children. Men are simply supposed to be stoic. We're supposed to feel emotions, but just not express how we feel visually. Also, 65% is too low. The other 35% are lying about not getting a negative response when they opened up and expressed themselves. The only time I didn't see a man being mocked for being emotional was when he was crying while getting married. Number 13, here's a chicken and the egg situation. Are crazy liberal women with blue hair crazy because they have blue hair? Or are they crazy first and then get their blue hairs dye second? This study from 2022 shows that dyeing your hair with unnatural colors is associated with depression. It's interesting, but did we really need a study to tell us what we already know? Besides, nature tells us which creatures are poisonous based on their bright colors. Up next, here's another thing that we don't need a study for. The people who swear a lot and stay up late have higher intelligence. Of course, they have to be more intelligent if they can stay up late and not have to work in the morning and therefore find another way to survive monetarily. As for swearing, I'm not sure about that, but what the fuck do I know? It's 4 a.m. and I better go to effing sleep. I think this is more engagement bait and there is no study. Number 15, I feel bad for this poor family, as it looks like their son is going through a phase. Sure, but how come their son looks like a 50-year-old Southeast Asian man? This kind of reminds me of the Addams Family film where Fester is dressed up like that kid in the bottom left. That could be Wednesday Addams' brother in a parallel universe. It's also quite likely that he likes his steaks well done instead of freshly sacrificed. These days, you also have to ask which one is the son. Moving on, Sean Connery turned down the role of Gandalf in Lord of the Rings because it made no sense to him. Meanwhile, it made sense for him to dress like this and star in the film Zardoz with giant floating heads spitting out firearms in the wasteland. He also turned down the role of Morpheus in The Matrix. If he had taken the deal offered to him by Peter Jackson, he would have made up to $450 million. Talk about an expensive mistake. Number 17, why are celebrities like this? They promote the idea of open borders, yet here they are pulling into their actual AI-generated gated community. Because you know that blank license plate just gives it all away. If immigrants do show up at their neighborhood, then they'll send the authorities in to get rid of them, the way they did in Martha's Vineyard. Also remember that most of the news media anchors and high-end employees also live in those gated communities. Up next, they say that only 6% of firefighters in New Zealand are female, so they decided to create a calendar for charity, and it's sold out for breast cancer research. I bet the real reason they created that calendar is so they can get some attention. Plus, this headline makes it sound like there needs to be more than 5% female firefighters there. Because this is exactly what I need, three women like this trying to rescue me and carry me out of a burning building, when they can barely lift their handbags. Number 19, here is the team who built Windows 95. That's probably why it works so well. Let's play a game. Can you find the Indian version of Waldo here? If you don't see him, he's on the bottom right there. Another American legacy in danger of being destroyed by Jeets, I see. YouTube is also rapidly being ruined. They only recommend 2 or 3 regular videos at the top of my homepage, followed by a bunch of shorts. Next, you'll probably only recommend 1 or 2 videos. Or get rid of recommendations entirely and just force you to watch shorts until you watch whatever short they want you to see. Moving on, here's an actual ad by the Learning Center Somalian Self-Help Organization. They really need to work on that title. Apparently they're seeking fat, single, white, ugly with 2 L's, liberals, to be paid protesters. I guess you're not good at spelling when your average IQ is only 68. I identify as all those things as well as a lesbian, so does that mean they'll start paying me? But seriously, I hope they have tons of people manning the phones because there'll be a lot of women that will call. Number 21, and speaking of Somalians, many of them are illegals, and putting them into hotels saved the hotel industry. And now to save the aircraft business, maybe it's time to fly them back home. It's not our fault they don't have a functional country after decades of civil war. Right now there are 5 million illegals in Canada with visas expiring. It would take 20,000 flights to get them home. I wouldn't be surprised if there were close to 10 million illegals in Canada by now. Up next, here's another real headline. That bird poop ends an Indian Open match a day after a monkey was spotted in the stands. What's wrong with that country? And yet India wants to host the Olympics. It should, because the meme material would be epic. One of the players in the Indian Open badminton tournament, Mia Blichfeldt, calls the conditions unprofessional. She better keep her mouth shut because Indians get violent when disrespected regardless of how terrible things really are. Number 23 Dimitri here says that he never asks a woman her body count. He just assumes that she's a whore. I think the same thing, and I agree with Rolo Tomasi, the rational male, that a woman's body count isn't all that big of a deal, unless of course you want her to bond with you. But I find that women that emotionally bonded with me were insane because love makes you crazy. But for women, it makes them batshit crazy. In a way, I'm glad that most of them are used goods these days. Moving on, Shell gets caught firing white staff members in Houston for weaker diversity hires, and now they're facing a discrimination lawsuit. Good. Yet another reason why I don't buy gas at Shell. It's terrible fuel that used to mess up my engine and gave me terrible fuel economy. Nice to see they treat their workers as poorly as they do their customers. But at least people won't die. When Boeing did this with their engineers and people working in the manufacturing, people died. Number 25 and the last one, beware of gold diggers. This one claims the man she fell in love with, she didn't know he was a millionaire. She also probably didn't know he was pregnant either. Of course she knew he was loaded. Maybe it was his new car, his house, business, career, whatever. Something gave him away. Nobody believes her. Also, there's no excuse for that guy looking that bad. Here's a 70-year-old man that works out every day. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.